Hi, I'm Saloni Sompal, a program manager on the SQL Server team. In this video, I'm going to cover what's new with SQL Server and Node.js. First, we'll go over the connector available for Node.js, the road ahead of us, and then talk about what's new in the connector. We will then jump into a quick demo on how to use TDS connector to connect to SQL Server anywhere. Lastly, we'll go over some resources available for you that you can get started with right away. Today, our connectivity landscape looks like this. We have a good mix of Microsoft-developed and open-source community-developed connectors. These connectors allow you to connect from platform of your choice to all SQL offerings on-premise and in the cloud. I will be focusing on the Node.js connector, which can be used from Windows, Mac, and Linux to connect to SQL. Industry trends are showing that JavaScript is the most popular language used by developers. TDS is a native JavaScript connector and provides native install experience. The NPM package has almost 17,000 downloads in the last week itself. The road ahead looks like this. TDS, the Node.js connector, is cross-platform, so you can connect to SQL Server anywhere from the platform of your choice. TDS is open source. As a matter of fact, it was a project initiated by the open source community and continues to be driven by the community. This allows us to engage with developers like yourself and gather feedback quickly. We can have discussions about features and bugs in the open on GitHub, and we can work together on making connectivity to SQL better. Our goal is to add support for advanced SQL Server features like Always On and Always Encrypted. We're also hoping to bring TDS up to speed with other mature connectors in our landscape. Lastly, we now officially support TDS Node.js driver. What does that mean? It means that you can pick up the phone to call CSS anytime and they will address your query. You can even email or tweet to report about your issue. This pretty much summarizes our road ahead. I would like to explicitly call out that TDS is open source, cross-platform, and we're working to fill all the gaps it has to make it the best. I'm very excited to share that now we are collaborators on the GitHub repo for TDS. We're closely partnering with the authors of TDS, Mike, Arthur, and Ben, and engaging with developers like you. Recently, we've enabled connectivity to older versions of SQL Server, fixed bugs reported on GitHub, and prioritized what feature support we should add next based on the feedback you've given us on GitHub. What's next? And what are we doing at Microsoft to make your experience even better? The open source TDS connector will soon have similar features like all the other connectors in the landscape I mentioned earlier. We have a pull request in flight, which will enable multi-subnet failover cluster functionality. This will provide a disaster recovery solution in addition to high availability locally as well as geographically dispersed sites. The connector will quickly discover the currently always-on topology of your server infrastructure and connect to the currently active server transparently. We're also adding Windows integrated authentication. I know many of you have been asking for this for some time now, and it's the most popular reported issue on GitHub. Some features like bulk copy and table value parameters is already available on TDS. And we're hoping to add new features in future releases of TDS. Now, let's actually see what the developer experience looks like. In this demo, I am going to go over a Node.js example that uses TDS connector to connect to SQL Server and perform simple CRUD operations. I'll be connecting to a Linux VM on Azure that has latest version of Node pre-installed and also has SQL Server running on it. I also have pre-created a project folder with some files in it. Now let's change directories into this project. Now let's install the dependencies called out in my package.json file. So let's run an npm install. As you can see, TDS was installed and other dependencies that my project needs. Now, for the CRUD demo that I'm going to show, I need to set up. So I'm going to use a tool which is called SQL-CLI. It's a command line tool which we'll be using to set up things on the SQL side. I'm connecting to my sample database that I already have. Here, I'm going to run the setup script. All it does is creates a database, a schema, a table, employees, and inserts a bunch of rows in it. As you can see, I've inserted three rows, Jared, Nikita, and Tom. Now, let's update the connection string so that we can connect to this database. As you can see here, I'm using TDS and the connection string is specified here. You will update just like I have to connect to your server and your database. I'm connecting to my localhost, the SQL Server instance running on this Linux VM. Now, let's go run it. As you can see, I've inserted a row, Jake. I've updated the location for Nikita from India to now United States. And I've deleted the Jared record. Now, let's do something a little bit more fun and that will make your app shine. I'm going to show the column store indexes. To set up for this, I'm going to create a large table that holds about 10 million rows of data. Let's switch back to SQL CLI. Since I'm inserting 10 million rows, I'm going to update the timeout of this query. Let's run the setup. It is inserting 10 million rows and creating a table called orders with 10 million rows. Column store indexes can help achieve up to 100x performance improvement on analytical workloads and up to 10x better data compression than row store indexes. Let's run the app and monitor how long it takes the query to complete. Here, you can see it took 405 milliseconds. Let's switch back to SQL CLI and add column store index to the table. Here's where we'll create a clustered column store index on the table orders with 10 million rows. And run the app again to see if we notice any improvement. As you can see, this time it only took 15 milliseconds. Wow, that's like a 30x improvement. Isn't it great? Let's look at another example with SQLize. SQLize is a popular ORM, object relational mapper, which uses TDS under the hood. The ORM also allows you to treat your database objects as models and not have the right SQL queries in your app. Let's look at a simple app I already have. As you can see, I have a user model with first name and last name and task Now let's update the connection string to connect to my local SQL Server instance. Here I have my username, password, localhost, and the sample DB I'm going to connect to. This is where I specify that I'm connecting to SQL Server. This program is going to create a new user named Saloni, a task for her to release new version of TDS. The task gets assigned to Saloni, and then we update the due date from May next year to earlier in Jan. Simple enough. Now, let's see if we can have the same app work when you want to migrate the data to the cloud. I'm going to update the connection string to point to the database I have in the cloud. Ensure that you have encryption set to true. Let's run the app again. Voila! This time, the database objects were created on the Azure SQL database. You can see here that a new user was created and assigned the task of releasing a new version of TDS. It's as easy as that to connect to SQL Server anywhere from Node.js. I hope you enjoyed the demos we went over today. This tutorial and more is available in the new documentation we have for getting started with programming languages on Linux, Mac OS, or Windows. Give it a go. Please check out the Node.js TDS project on GitHub. We greatly appreciate your feedback. Help us prioritize what's the next thing we collectively work on. Connect with us on Twitter at SQL Server and Azure SQL Database handles to let us know what you thought about this demo. We're excited to continue improving the TDS connector to bring the best support for connecting to SQL Server across all platforms. Thank you for watching.